Good morning. We continue with our study of Nachiyomi as we do every single day. Lilo Nishma Sabi Moriar, a fellow B'meir, Chomecha, Zachorna Lebracha, and the late great Rabbi Jerry Acker, Zachorna Lebracha. We are in Sefer Shmuel Beis. We are up to Perek Yutes, Vayugaz HaMelech. The king trembled. He heard Avshalom had died. Vayalal Alias Hashar Vayef. And he got up and he went on to the chamber of the gate and he cried. Any human being would have cried when he found out that his two oldest sons died a tragic death. How much more so David HaMelech, who knew that the tragedies were decreed upon him by Hashem, and he knew that he was their indirect cause. And so therefore he cries, V'ko amar, and this is what he says, B'lechto, B'ni Avshalom, B'ni Avshalom, my son Avshalom, my son Avshalom. That's three already. Mi tein musi ani saktecha. I wish I would be in your place, Avshalom, B'ni, my son Avshalom. So it is, my son Avshalom, my son. He mentions B'ni eight times, Rashi notes, based on the Gemara in Sota. Seven brought him out of the seven levels of Gehenna. One brought him into the world to come. This says the Gemara in Sota, what exactly we're talking about over here and the halachic ramifications of the B'ni is going to be the subject of today's Nachiyomi, a deeper look. There's a very important lesson to be debated over here. Vayugad liYoav, so word got out to Yoav. Yoav finds out that the king is crying. Vayisabel al Avshalom, he's mourning. And so this great salvation, where the rebellion of Avshalom is now suppressed, it became a terrible time for the people. They went from excitement and exaltedness into mourning. The people heard that the joys and the festivities dissipated into this mood of sadness. So the people sneaked that day into the city. Why? It was as the people were ashamed to sneak away when they flee to battle. The king covered his face. He wrapped in the system of those who were in Avilus, as Rashi. And he was crying out, B'ni Avshalom, B'ni, my son Avshalom, my son.
So Yoav came into the house.
He says, you embarrassed all your servants. They saved your life. They saved the lives of your sons and daughters. They saved the lives of your wife and the lives of your pilagshim. You're so busy going along and crying over Avshalom, all the people who fought so hard to protect you and your family, says the Metzudas David, you've embarrassed them. According to the Abarbanel, he, Yoav, came along and gave David Musar for disappointing three separate parties, the servants who fought to protect you, the sons and daughters who remained faithful to you. Now they're like, why should we be faithful if it's just Avshalom? What's the big deal? And also your wives and your pilagshim were humiliated when Avshalom came along and he was alone and had his way with the 10 of them. Now all of a sudden they're looking at you and they're saying, what's going on over here? The Ava Sonecha Velisna Wesoavecha. Now what are you doing? You love those who hate you, you hate those that love you, and by grieving so bitterly over Avshalom, you look ridiculous. Ki gatayon ki ein lecha sarim ba'avanim. It looks like you have regard not neither for princes nor servants. Ki adati ayom. It looks like today that if Avshalom had been alive and we would all be dead, you'd be pretty happy. That's crazy. Look what the message is that you're passing forth, Yoav says to David. So better you fix that. Get up and go outside. And you should go out and speak to the hearts of your servants. If you don't go out, no one's going to be here tomorrow. It's going to really be a lot worse. If you don't appease the people by nightfall, you won't have any supporters left. So the king got up and he sat in the gate. The people are there. They said the king's in the gate. The people came to greet him in front of the king. And although Yoav said the king should speak, it doesn't look like he ever spoke. But the people saw he was in charge. And those who were with Avshalom, Rashi says, they ran away back home. Vayikol Am Nadom B'chol Shiftei Yisrael Emor Hamelech Yitzilanu Mikaf Oyvenu Vumilatanu Mikaf Pelishtim Me'atah Barach Min Ha'aretz Me'alav Shalom. The people started to say to each other, saying, "Look, the king has saved us from our enemies. He saved us from the Pelishtim. Now he was forced to flee because of Avshalom. After all he's done on behalf, we still supported Avshalom, and we forced the king to run away." The Barmanel said, "Look, if we take a look at the resourcefulness and the military prowess of David HaMelech against his enemies, he certainly ran away, not because he was afraid, but he didn't want to engage his son in battle. What a noble character he must be." Now, that's a pretty novel translation. We seem to suggest that David HaMelech did flee because he was afraid of Avshalom's army. But still, Avshalom Asher Mashachnu Aleinu Meis BaMilchamah. Let's take a look. Avshalom's dead. So whatever David HaMelech seems to do, he continues to be supported by God. So now, why are we all being silent? Lashivas HaMelech. We shouldn't be the last ones. We should just take the king forward. VaMelech David Shalach El Tzadok Vel Abiyasar Kohanim. David HaMelech sent a message to Tzadok and Abiyasar, Leimor, Dabru El Ziknei Yehuda Leimor, maybe you should be my intermediary and speak to the Zikanim of Yehuda to tell them, Lama Siu Achronim Lahashabes HaMelech Albezo, Udvar Kol Yisrael Baal HaMelech Albezo, you guys should not be the last to bring me home. Achayatem Atzmi Ubasariatem, you know, you are my, you shouldn't have to worry that I'm going to take reprisal against you, says the Malbim. You're my Mishpacha. Lama Siu Achronim Lahashabes HaMelech, so why should you be the last ones to bring me back? Ula Amasa, and Amasa led Avshalom's army, Tomru, Halo Atzmi Besariata. You should say, listen, you're also my flesh and blood. Koyasu Lilikim Chol Yosef, Imlo Svar Tzava Tia Lefane Kol Yamim, Tachas Yoav. You'll be able to stay alive, right? And you'll work under Yoav. You have to remember, Amasa was David's sister Abigail's son. So the Rabbah says that David HaMelech may have had three motives. He was either concerned that Amasa would attempt to control Avshalom's army and keep them from returning to David. He saw Yoav's Musar, but he may have been angry, and so he decided to replace Yoav. And he may have suspected that Yoav was the one responsible for Avshalom's death and decided to replace him. But in his younger years, Amasa was one of the bigger supporters. And so therefore it's possible that David sought to regain Amasa's support by indicating to him that despite his recent disloyalty, he didn't forget his earlier benefit. But Tachas Yoav, you're going to be there instead of Yoav. Ayat es levav kol ish Yehuda ki ish echad. So he swayed all the people of Yehuda as though they were one. He told them, listen, you can return with all your servants, right? So the king decided to come back to town. He gets to the Jordan River. So Shevet Yehuda comes out to Gilgal to come and greet the king and to bring him, to bring the king back across the Jordan. So you have to remember, the king had a number of people who came out against him. First came Shimi ben Gera. Remember, Shimi ben Gera was throwing rocks on him and dirt at him and cursing at him when he was running away. And now he comes out to greet the king. And he brings 1,000 people, Mi ben Yamin. And Tziva also came with 15 of his servants, of his sons, and 20 of his servants. They split the Jordan before the king. That means that what? They split it with their shields. They plunged into the Yarden, giving the water the appearance as though it split. And they wanted to go as servants in front of the master. The barge crossed over, bringing the king's household across. To do what was right in his eyes. Shimi ben Gerel nafal lifnei hamelech ba'avros hayarden. Shimi bows down in front of him. He says, please don't consider my avera. Val tiskori sasher heva avdecha bayom asher yatzah Adoni hamelech mirushalayim. Losum hamelech alibo. He says, please don't remember what I did on that particular day. Please don't take it to heart. In other words, I want you to please pardon me, right? you know, that's the way it goes. Ki yada avdecha ki ani chatasi. I realize I sin. B'nei basi ayom rishon l'chov es Yosef l'redes l'kras Adoni HaMelech. I was the first guy who was here. So I'd like you to please just forgive me. Vayan Avisha ben Tsruya. So Avisha ben Tsruya, who even way back when wanted to bump him off for being Mori B'malchus. Vayomer Atacha Zos Lo Yamas Shimi. He says, for this, he shouldn't die. Ki Kilos Mashiach Hashem. He says, just he admits that he was guilty, should be pardoned. You know, I wanted to kill him then. I think now he should be killed right now for Mori B'malchus, for rebelling. Vayomer David, Mali V'lochem B'nei Tsruya, Ki Siuli Ayom L'Satan Ayom. Ayom yumas ish mi Yisrael ki alo yadati ki ayom ani melech al Yisrael. He says, what is it between me and you that you should become to a hindrance? Should any person be put to death? I don't know. Today I'm a king over Yisrael. Why? What harm did his actions cause to either of us? Look, I'm back. I'm king. It doesn't matter, right? Vayomer amelech al shimi lo samos. He says to him, you're not going to die. Vayishava lo hamelech, and the king swore to him. Now, he is going to arrange to have something done later on, and we're going to see that in the future, right? Umifiboshes, and as far as we're concerned, Umifiboshes ben Shaul yarad lekras hamelech. Mifiboshes came down towards the king. Ve'lo asa raglav, ve'lo asa sfamo. He didn't wash his feet. He didn't trim his mustache. Ve'es begadav lo chibes. He never washed off his clothing. L'min hayom leches hamelech ad hayom asher ba b'shalom. From the day that the king left until the day he came back. Vayiki ba Yerushalayim lekras hamelech. And it was when he was coming to Yerushalayim to greet the king. Vayomer lo hamelech, lama lo halachti mi Mephibosheth? He says, Mephibosheth, why didn't you go with me? Now you have to remember, Tziva, Mephibosheth's servant, had come out and offered all sorts of condiments and food and animals to be able to take things. And he said that he got this stuff despite Mephibosheth. And he had lied about that, right? By Omar. So Mephibosheth says, Adoni HaMelech Avdi Rimani. He says, I want you to know, Tziva cheated me. He said, I'm going to put on a donkey so I can ride on it and accompany the king. I can't do that. I'm handicapped. And he slandered me to you. But look, you're an angel. Do what you think is right. You have to figure out the story, right? I was left stranded. Ki lo haya kobes avi ki im anchi maves la doni hamelech, batashas es abdecha beochle shulchanecha, ma yesh li o tzakob lizoko de hel hamelech. But he says, all my father's house was nothing more than deserving of death, yet you put your servants among them to eat at your table. What right do I have to do something more in this situation? So the king said, why are you speaking further over here? I said, you and Tziva should divide the land. I don't know whose story to accept, and so therefore I give back the previous grant of the field and tell you you should divide it. The Gemara tells us in Shabbos that David gets punished for this. Right, and so the moment he said that they should divide the field, a bas kol says, "Oh, if that's the way you like it, then Rechabam and Yerubim will also divide your kingdom." And that is the situation. You should have bothered to get the whole story, and this is the way things would have worked out better, right? But Barzilai Hagiladi, and remember Barzilai Hagiladi, who did a tremendous chesed to David HaMelech, Yarad Miroglim, Vayavor Es HaMelech Hayardin, Leshacho Es Hayardin, right? Barzilai Hagiladi came down, he crossed the Jordan with the king to escort him across the Yarden. Barzilai Zakin Mo ben Shmonim Shana, he was 80 years old at the time. Bukil Kalas HaMelech B'Sevaso B'Machanayim, Kish Gadol Humeod, he sustained the king at Machanayim, he had a lot of money. So the king said to Barzilai, "Ato veri tivik kalti oschay madi. I want you to come across. I'll take care of you. Be Yerushalayim." Vayomer Barzillai HaMelech. So Barzillai said to the king, Kamim Eishnei Chayai Ki Alel HaMelech Yerushalayim. How old do you think I am? Ben Shmonim Shana Anochi Ayom. I'm 80 years old. Ha'ida Ben Tov Dara. Emitom Avduch Ha'is Asher Achal Be'is Asher Eshta. Do you think I really care the food I get, better or worse? Im Eshma Od Bekos Sharim Bisharos. He says, I'm 80. There are such pleasures. There's few that I'm going to get over here. If you want me to be in Yerushalayim because you want my counsel, I can't even adequately go ahead and figure out between good and bad. So what do you want from me in this situation? That's not going to be something I'm going to be able to offer you. Kemat Yavor Avdecha. Why are you trying having me to go further? By the way, he says he wants to be able to tell the difference between Sharim and Sharos. And by the way, while we talk about the Sharim and the Sharos, when hearing a female voice is Koba Isha Erva, Satag Mionasan says there were female entertainers, they didn't sing, they just played instruments. And the Gemara in Sukkah suggests that Meshorer applies not only to one who sings, but also the one who's playing the musical instrument. And also, maybe they were a little, they were young. And so maybe that would have been okay. That's what the Sri Deisha suggests. And that's why he says, young kids can sing together, it's no problem of Kol Isha. So Yashav Na Avdecha Ve Amus Be'iri, he says, you know what, I'd rather go back home, and I want to die in my own city. Im Kever Avi Ve'imi, I'd like to be buried with my family. Ve'hine Avdecha Kem Ham, and I'd like you to take Kim Ham, Yavarim Adoni HaMelech Vasi Loes Asher To Be'inecha. Take Kim Ham, right? He was Barzillai's son. And he says, maybe you should take him and do whatever you want for him in my merit. I'll do whatever you want me to do for him. And anything that you request of me, I'm going to do for you. So the whole group crossed the Yarden. The king crossed as well. The king kissed Barzillai, and he gave him a bracha, and he went back to his place. The king passes Gilgal, Kimhon goes as well. The group goes together with half the people of Am Yisrael. In other words, not actually half, but a fraction that came across. It wasn't exactly half, that would have been crazy. He says, I understand, why did our brothers Yehuda steal you away by bringing you over themselves? We are the relatives. You think we did it just for gifts? Vayanish Yisrael, as Ish Yehuda Vayomer, as Yados Liba Melech, Vagam Bedabed Ani Mimcha, Umadua Hakilo Sani, Lohaya Devari Rishon Lahashav Es Malki. They said, now listen, it wasn't my word the first to return the king. And so whatever it was, Vayikesh Devar Ish Yehuda Mi Devar Ish Yisrael. Right? The people said that, you know, we wanted the opportunity. I represent 10 parts. We deserve to go first, not second. And we're gonna see as the king is on his way back. The king is already, his return is going to be filled with a sense of rebellion. We'll meet Sheva ben Bichri tomorrow, and we'll see how he tries to take advantage of the manipulation and the situation. In the meantime, everyone have a fantastic, amazing day.